Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
But we start with baseball. And Mets, you heard Lou Gower talking about the Mets, who did sweep against a bad, pathetic, yes, Chicago White Sox team. But look, we've seen the Mets, we've seen the Yankees lose two bad teams. Sweeping a baseball team just because you're supposed to take care of business and do that doesn't mean you will. And the Mets did. So much credit there. And a couple things to toss out to you. Look, the Mets win on Sunday, and Francisco Lindor hits a home run. It was basically, as they win 2-0, a late run for insurance at the end, but a lot of that game, 1-0, that was the run. Lindor home run. And against a fantastic pitcher. It's a good thing the White Sox are on a major pitch count with him, but Garrett Crochet, phenomenal, and Lindor coming through with a home run. So that's one topic out there for Mets fans, Lindor, and the MVP conversation around that. You heard the MVP chants out there. And then the other thing, as we look ahead to the Mets this last month of the season, and if they do make the postseason, get in there with a wild card. I think for a lot of the season, we've been thinking with no Kodai Senga that the Mets did not have the starting pitching that would stack up against other teams. But with what we're seeing right now out of this version of Sean Manaea, who clearly took it on himself, looked at across the diamond and said, I'm going up against Garrett Crochet, who is one of the best pitchers in all of baseball right now. And my team's not going to get a lot in this game. I am going to go mano a mano, ace versus ace. I'm just going to elevate my game. That's what I'm going to do. And that's how he pitched. And this is enough of a trend since June 14th. He's been one of the best pitchers in baseball. So it's not a month. It's a month and a half. Are you buying that? Are you believing that Sean Manaea is a potential ace if the Mets get to the postseason? We've seen it before with guys who just elevate their games. Jordan Montgomery last year. If you had told me that in, I don't know, April or May, that he would have been the difference maker for the Texas Rangers to win a World Series, I don't know if I would have bought that. So are you buying that in terms of Manaea? All right, so we're going to get to all of that. We'll talk about that. But we start here with, it's September 1st. September 1st is a time of endings and beginnings. It's Labor Day. That means the end of summer. It's sad, right? We love summer. I love summer. End of summer, Labor Day, September 1st. Okay. Endings. But it's also the beginnings, the start of something. Back to school, start of football season. And September also in baseball. It means it's September call-ups as Major League Baseball expands the rosters. Now, it used to be that expanded rosters in September was like a free-for-all. And you could call up, you know, everybody from AAA and include Pat Boyle and Lori Rubenson on your September call-up roster. You know, whoever you could fit into the dugout. September call-ups, they were massive. But that's no longer the case. Baseball decided that you couldn't really have a season where 5 months were played one way, and then the last month, in many ways the most critical, to decide who goes to the postseason, didn't really represent that with these expanded rosters. So they changed it now where you only get two more players. You can call it. You can go from 26 on the roster now to 28. And those two players, only one can be a pitcher. You can have two position players, or you can have one pitcher, one position player. And that's what most teams do. And so if you're like me, you woke up this morning on September 1st, and you wanted to look and see who would the Yankees call up to expand the roster. And if you're like me, well, you were hoping for Yankee fans' sake, for the Yankees' sake, that it was Jason Dominguez. For baseball fans' sake, that we'd get to see the Martian, Jason Dominguez, at the Major League Baseball level. A prospect that caliber, a player we got a taste of, you know, we saw him a little bit last year and before he got injured, and what we saw was very exciting. And he's a prospect we've been hearing about since he was 16 years old. There's a reason he has a nickname, the Martian. Otherworldly tools, skills, potential. So, this would be a good time, you figure, to call up the Martian, Jason Dominguez. So, I wake up this morning, and I look to see who the Yankees have called up. And I look at it and I think, you know, is it a typo? Is it a jazz musician? Like, Duke Ellis? Who is Duke Ellis? Like, I didn't even know he was on the Yankees roster. Of all the directions they could possibly go in, Duke effing Ellis? I'm sure he's a nice guy. He probably does play jazz with a name like Duke Ellis. And then you hear the Aaron Boone. And by the way, I feel bad for Aaron Boone because he's Brian Cashman's mouthpiece. And we all know whether he believes what he's saying or not. He might. Hard to tell. But he has to be the one to get out there and say it because it's not going to be Cashman. So there it is, Aaron Boone, who has to stand up and tell us things like, well, they're not calling up Jason Dominguez right now because there's no lane for him. There's no lane. Are we bowling? He likes to use the lane thing a lot. Well, same thing with the bullpen. You have to be in your lane. But apparently we're bowling, and there was no lane for Jason Dominguez. And why, you ask, is there no lane? Well, number one, it's because if and when they call him up, they say he has to be able to play every day. Here's the quote from Aaron Boone. He says, certainly he's in the conversation. When he comes up here, you're going to want him to play every day. And then he goes on, blah, 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 whatever. So what I get from the statement, it doesn't mean he's never coming up in September, but he's not coming up right now. So let's take this apart. And if you're a Yankee fan, why this is so infuriating in so many ways. So number one of why this is infuriating is who here thinks that Jason Dominguez is not one of the 28 best players that are currently on the Yankees 40-man roster? And I mean, I was DJ LeMahieu, Verdugo. You want to tell me he's not one of the Duke Ellis right now. You want to tell me he's not? That Duke Ellis, by the way, if you weren't paying a lot of attention, is one of those guys who apparently is a pinch runner type. Good defense, fast runner, pinch runner. You use him late in a game, that sort of thing. And they call him up. And look, if they want to send him down tomorrow and call up Jason Dominguez, and this was about getting Duke Ellis onto the roster to qualify for the postseason, because you think at some point when you get to your decision at the end, you might decide to have him over a DJ LeMahieu or something like that, and Brian Cashman's actually playing chess while the rest of us are playing checkers. Okay, but I expect them to see Duke Ellis go away in a day or two back to the minors or something, and Jason Dominguez come up here, or cut DJ LeMahieu, which they're not going to do because of money. And the reasoning in terms of Jason Dominguez, and he has to play every day, and that's the only reason that you don't have him up here right now, because he can't play every day. Well, that's wrong for a few reasons. The first is, he can play most every day. You want to get him, call it 5 starts out of 7. 5 starts out of 7 games. You could do that. Verdugo, so that would give Verdugo 2 starts out of 7. And then You give Stanton the rest because you're always afraid he's going to get hurt. And you let either Judge or Soto have a little DH time and get off their feet, Judge in particular. You could find a way for Clubhouse Harmony and for Doogie to get some at-bats for Verdugo to start three, sometimes even four, games out of seven. And you can still have Dominguez start five games out of seven, and it won't kill the kid to sit on the bench next to Aaron Judge and Juan Soto and watch players like that and how they go about preparations and how they are in the major leagues and looking at that vantage point. If he starts five games a week, and by the way, if he starts five out of seven games, then you also have that switch hitting bat on the bench when you need it for a late game situation as well. If the Yankees are serious about trying to win in September and win the division, then he is one of the best 28 players on their 40-man roster, and Jason Dominguez would be here, and you would be able to find five starts out of seven comfortably. That's one. The other thing, when you talk about he has to play every day, that's true in if you're going to call a kid up in April, in May, in June, in July. Yeah. If you're calling him up in September and thinking about September, October, again, if he starts five out of seven games and he sits on the bench a little bit, it's not like you're setting back his development by 100 years because he sat on the bench for a game or two and watched at the major league level with major league coaching and major league batting practice and hanging out next to Aaron Judge. You're not setting him back. And right now, if you're serious about winning a World Series, then yes, you have him at the major league level helping you to win now, but also it is about his development. There is a great story that Chris Kirschner wrote in The Athletic. You can find it there right now. And he goes back to a couple of years ago when our eyes told us that Kiner Falefa was not really the guy at shortstop. And the Yankees, instead of preparing some other young player and giving him a ton of reps in September to be ready for the postseason potentially, they didn't do that. They could have called up, they could have had Oswald Peraza with his good defense. They could have had him getting a lot of reps in September so that he was prepared come playoff time. But they didn't do that. And so instead, by the time we saw Isaiah Kiner Falefa kind of getting the yips and looking pretty shaky defensively in the postseason and not ready to play there, not comfortable playing there, well, then they were like grabbing poor Oswaldo Cabrera and saying, hey, it's game four of a playoff series, but we're gonna stuff you on in there and hope for the best. What was that? Give a kid reps now in September in the major leagues. Get him comfortable so that when it comes to October, you're not just trying to shove somebody in there into a role. Because let me ask you this also. If the goal is to win a World Series, yes, you have Aaron Judge. Yes, you have Juan Soto. And you hope Stanton stays healthy because certainly come playoff time, you have Stanton, Wells has looked good. It's a good lineup. They got Rizzo back. But if you want to win a World Series, I think of somebody like a Randy Arozarena, and I know the Rays didn't win the World Series. They went to the World Series. But a young player who has a lot of skills, tools, talent, who can come up and seize the moment and help carry a team, propel a team forward, and help a team go on a crazy run. And you hope win a title. Does anybody think, is there any chance that's DJ LeMahieu? Does anybody believe that? And from what you've seen, is that really going to be? We've seen enough of a body of work. Is that going to be Alex Verdugo? And from, I know it was a small sample size. I understand last summer before The Martian, Jason Dominguez got hurt. We're really only talking about a handful of games. But last summer in that handful of games, Jason Dominguez looked like he could be a difference maker. A switch-hitting power hitter who has had out-of-this-world skills and tools for as long as we've been aware of him. So is there a chance, if there's somebody who could go on a tear, provide a spark to a team that has now lost four out of their last five games, who's dropped series against teams like the Cardinals, a sub-500 team before they played the Yankees, didn't play well against the Washington Nationals. If you need a spark, if you're serious about winning right now, Jason Dominguez would be on the roster. And here's a bit of math, Yankees math, on why he might not be. This will also infuriate you, of course, is that if the Yankees want to keep his rookie status for next year, that means you have to hold him under 130 at bats. 130 at bats. That's the level. Well, he's at 35. If you were to play him between now and through September and he gets five at bats a game and you play him every day, he goes by that and you lose an extra year of control. And I'm sure that that's part of the math. And if you wait a week, you can probably make it work if you call him up and keep that year of control. So that's, I'm guessing, what they will probably do. But if you're a Yankee fan, there's no universe where anybody can convince me that calling up Duke Ellis, that he's one of the 28 most useful players on their roster right now. And Verdugo, who, yes, I get, had a couple hits on Sunday, but he's been mostly atrocious, Verdugo, one of the worst hitting outfielders. He had a terrific April. We all know that. But my goodness, his June, July, August, the last 3 months, he's been, I mean, he practically unplayable offensively. Atrocious. He's hitting, you know, barely over 200 in that time frame. His on-base percentage is under 300. That's also in the twos, which is really horrendous. And his OPS, on-base plus slugging, in those 3 months, 1 month was in the 600s, low 600s. The other 2 months were in the 500s. A good player, I mean, you want a player to be at like an OPS of 800, 750, fine, okay, 700. But to be in the 500s for an outfielder, a corner outfielder, is horrendous. Awful. He's one of the worst. He has been one of the worst hitting outfielders in baseball for months now. And then we watch, he's in there for defense, and we watch him misplay the Yankee defense on Sunday. Cardinal defense was embarrassing too. Both teams. It was horrific defense. But if you're going to be in there, you know, Juan Soto botched a couple plays, but he offensively is an MVP. You know, if Aaron Judge were not, you know, if Witt and Judge weren't having the seasons they were having, Juan Soto's having an MVP type of year with the bat. Verdugo does not have that. He's in there for defense. When you're in there for defense, you can't take bad routes, misjudge plays, and not catch a ball that statistics and analytics say 55% of the time should be caught. You got to be in there above average, buddy, on defense if your offense is that bad. So just a cop out of a move by the Yankees, and clearly, you tell me, I don't see it. How is Jason Dominguez not on this roster?
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.